This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government hires consultants to redesign drainage infrastructure in the flood-prone areas across Barbados. Meantime, government invests $2.5 million in sea drones for early warning data collection. Environmental issues at the Solicitor General's office delays the rollout of legislation for negligent landowners, and a former U.S. president urges restraint in Israel's war with Hamas. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government hires consultants to overhaul the drainage infrastructure in areas in Barbados that are prone to flooding. This was revealed by Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw, at last evening's Parish Speaks in Christchurch. Ms. Bradshaw, along with Home Affairs and Information Minister Wilfred Abrams, toured several communities that were inundated with water following last Saturday's thundershower activity. Ms. Bradshaw stated that the Parliament has already approved funding for the project.
I'll start with the drainage issues, first of all, and just to say that I know that these issues have been coming up quite frequently in terms of flooding in a number of areas, not just in the Christchurch areas. We've recently been able to contract in some consultants to be able to do flood engineering services, to be able to redesign these areas. Again, it's not a straightforward thing. We clear the drains from time to time, but obviously we need to do a bit more, and we've actually been able to engage those services. So places like Goodland Garden, Dover, Trent and St. James, and a number of others which have been problematic for the country. We have finally been able to, I think you would have heard us mention it in the estimates that we were allocating funds to be able to address specifically these problematic areas.
Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw. The Ministry of Home Affairs has invested $2.5 million into 4 sea drones that will improve how the Barbados Meteorological Services, BMS, collects data for early warning systems. The 4 unmanned machines have the capacity to remotely transmit information to the BMS for an extended period of time. Speaking at the Barbados Coast Guard, the Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, said the BMS has been testing the machines for the past few months.
Today is the day that you will witness this vessel touching the warm waters of the Caribbean for the first time of its existence, on the first of many missions to the east of Barbados. What are the benefits? Improving the observations to the east of Barbados, where most of the bad weather essentially comes from. This will help forecasters here in Barbados improve on our weather predictions and our early warning for synoptic scale weather events. The data gathered from these vessels will also aid in the research of weather and marine-related events by providing the means of verification of forecasts and improvements to the numerical weather simulations by adding additional high-value data to the data assimilation numerical weather predictions that the BMS has been testing for over the past year or so. The government and the public will have the ability to receive the weather and marine information from these vessels in near real time.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, Director of the Barbados Meteorological Services, Sabu Best, says that a test drone which was released on the East Coast a few weeks ago enabled the BMS to detect the severity of Storm Tammy before it arrived in Barbados. He was also speaking at the Barbados Coast Guard.
There is a vehicle out in the water already testing. And just to show you how really useful it was, we just experienced Tammy passing to the north of Barbados. And that one test vehicle, we used it at that opportune time, pull data in to have a look to see how worthy the data, how useful it is in terms of actually verifying swell heights and actually having a look at the wind intensity to the east of Barbados. So it's already starting to prove that it can work.
Director of the Barbados Meteorological Services, Sabu Best. Acting Attorney General Wilfred Abrams says environmental issues at the Solicitor General's office has caused delays in the rollout of legislation to deal with errant landowners who do not clean their properties. Earlier this year, Attorney General Dale Marshall stated that the legislation was expected to be laid in Parliament this month. But responding to the concern of overgrown bush that was raised by one resident at last night's Parish Speaks in Christchurch, Mr. Abrams assured the resident that the legislation is coming soon.
we're having a bit of a backup now. There's environmental issues at the Solicitor General's, the building that houses the Solicitor General. So all the drafters, they're now working from home. The files have to be cleaned. So it's set back a number of things. But I understand from the AG that he's looking to bring that in, hopefully before the end of this year. Why is that important? We had a situation where some of our ASH workers had actually gone trying to assist somebody and clean somebody else's land that was bothering a house. And somebody came on there with the Collins and told them, get off the land. It is private property. And they had to move. So the government cannot just pick up because somebody else is disadvantaged, because there's bush right opposite you. We can't just pick up and send people there to clean it. It has to go through a process. The process is long as it stands, but the legislation that's coming in is meant to address that. Look for it before the end of the year.
Acting Attorney General Wilfred Abrams. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is set to benefit from a donation from a charity based in Florida. The charity group, Bajans Forever, donated over $100,000 worth of equipment to the hospital. Speaking during the presentation, Barbados's Consul General to Miami, Rudy Grant, thanked the organization for assisting those in need. Mr. Grant stressed the importance of engaging people in the diaspora to give back.
We are existing in a very challenging and difficult time. There are many amongst us who need assistance and help. And when you have associations such as Bajans Forever, that even though persons are living outside of Barbados, that connection and commitment to Barbados is extremely strong. It is something that we have to applaud. It is important that we are able to move beyond the numbers that we have here. The need to engage with the diaspora. There are a number of Barbadians that have done well in different areas, whether it relates to education, healthcare, and we can leverage assistance from those Barbadians. And the consulate in Miami, we have been actively doing that.
Barbados's Consul General to Miami, Rudy Grant. Barbados joins the rest of the world today to mark the 78th anniversary of the United Nations, a body that promotes global peace and addresses issues that transcend national boundaries. Resident Coordinator for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Didier Turbeck, spoke about the significance of UN Day in an interview with Starcom Network News.
We celebrate annually what we generally call the UN Day. So today in Barbados, as well as in many other countries, and that's our 78th anniversary. And that's important because, you know, even though the charter was adopted with 51 nations at a time, now we have 193 member states of the UN, and Barbados became member in 1966. So we're very happy to celebrate that day, because that's an opportunity to remind, you know, the values and principles that founded the United Nations, such as peace and security. And that's, of course, extremely important when we see the various crises that we observe around the world and conflicts that are rising.
He highlighted how Barbados will recognize the occasion.
The way we are going to celebrate it, first, we're going to light up the Parliament in blue tonight, and we'll hold a reception and a ceremony to celebrate precisely this UN Day. And I wanted also to mention that we'll have a special event, which is called UN in the City, that will be held in the Golden Square in Freedom Park in Saturday in about 12 days, with a view precisely to promote the sustainable development goals that you mentioned. And we'll do many campaigns in the weeks to come as well, such as turn electrical buses carrying the colors of the sustainable development goal.
United Nations Resident Coordinator for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Didier Tribut. Finally, former U.S. President Barack Obama called for military and rhetorical restraint to keep the deadly crisis in Israel from getting even worse, warning Israel to address humanitarian needs of Palestinians in Gaza and urging everyone to reject anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. In an essay online publishing platform, the former president said that it is understandable that Israelis want their government to do whatever is needed to root out and destroy Hamas, but Obama stressed that any Israeli military strategy that ignores the human costs could ultimately backfire. Recapping the headlines, government hires consultants to redesign drainage infrastructure in flood-prone areas across Barbados. Government invests $2.5 million in sea drones for early warning data collection. environmental issues at the Solicitor General's office delays the rollout of legislation for negligent landowners, and a former U.S. president urges restraint in Israel's war with Hamas. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.